Well, we run a general store, per se. We have a packaged liquor store. We have a restaurant that's open in the summertime. We have a laundromat. We buy fish for Trident Seafoods.
I know folks are wondering about your plans for the future. I understand you're going to rebuild.
Well, I don't know about how extensive a rebuild we'll do, but we're going to close in everything so we can salvage what was left. And we'll just have to play it by ear and see how. I didn't have a full coverage on the insurance program, and it just depends on what the insurance company decides to do, how far I can go.
Do you think you'll be able to buy fish there this summer?
Buying fish right now.
All right, so you're still able to do that, and you'll continue doing that.
I talked to the guys in Triton Seafoods at Ketchikan, and they says that. They'd support me and would still be buying fish. They plan on me still buying fish if we can make it possible.
What does it mean for the community to not have the building there, or at least as it was anyway?
Well, basically what we lost to hurt the community was my electrical supply, my power supply for my freezers and stuff. But we have another generator that came out from Ketchikan, Durango, and out on a fish boat from Fishpacker from Wrangell here. So we do have some power, not adequate to run everything, but we have some power. So I have the walk-in freezer going and the van where I make ice and where people have their storage boxes is in there. It's going.
So you can still offer the services?
Well, we're still selling a few groceries and a little packaged goods. It's just a matter of replacing what was in the warehouse we lost so we'd have it. But right now our variety is getting smaller. And I don't know, we're going to see what we can do to keep going.
Sounds like there's been a good outpouring of support for you and for the community there?
Yes, a lot of. I really appreciate everything that people in the community did. They've bent over backward to help. If I needed something and they had it, why, they made it available, and it was real nice.
How long have you operated the business?
27 years.
And before that, it's been there much longer, hasn't it?
Well, Wooden Wheel Cove Trading Post was built by Buckshot Worley back in 1947. I and a partner of mine bought it in 1983. My partner decided to go to Washington and go into the artificial stone business, and so I've had it since then.
And obviously you must enjoy doing it. You've been there for so long.
Well, when you get a millstone around your neck, you have to keep going or you fall down.
Okay. And anything you'd want to add about the situation at this point? Or?
Well, I appreciate everybody's concerns, and I appreciate all the help that I've been receiving. And just like I told the crew the other day, people was here fighting the fire the other day. We had a little fire critique, and I thanked them for their past support and look forward to their support in the future. And I do that to everybody who trades here.